Welcome to Wise Words from a Stubborn Man, a podcast where I dissect and discuss things from the perspective of one man, me, Saha Cool. If you're easily offended or get upset at another person's opinion, this may not be the platform for you. I won't ever say I'm the best at any of the things I plan to talk about. I'm just a guy with an opinion. So let's get to it.
Say, baby, can I be your slave? I've got to admit, girl, you're the shit, girl, and I'm digging you like a grave. Now, do they call you daughter to the spinning pulsar, or maybe queen of 10,000 moons? Sister to the distant yet rising star, is your name Yemiya? Hell no, it's got to be Oshun. Ooh. Is that a smile me put on your face, child?
Oh yeah, you thought you was gonna hear that whole shit. Come on now, you thought you was gonna hear that whole shit. I know you weren't expecting that. You weren't expecting that. I wasn't expecting that. You know what that means? That means I'm getting better at this shit. And before we get into anything, I just want to let you know, hey, look, if you're still here, if you're still around, if you still decided to stream this pod, I just want to say thank you. Because, you know, that motivates me. And if you're motivated by a nigga who you don't really care to really know his inner workings, you're just intrigued by it and you're still here, if you liked, if you rated, if you subscribed to anything, I appreciate you. Now, usually I break bread at this particular juncture right here, but a little bit of a difference today. I'm recording this in the AM. I've already had breakfast. I've had a nice power breakfast. You know what I'm saying? I made me some blueberry waffles. So the bread has already been broken. But what I do have is some water, because you niggas should be drinking your water at all times, every day. You know what I'm saying? So let's drink a little water for a great episode, because we're going to talk about some things today. We're going to talk about, after I drink this water, I'm going to let you know. Oh, that's life. That's life. That's life. We're here to talk about relationships, okay? And of course, I'm going to give you the background of how this metastasized, how this came into fruition. So there is this YouTube channel that I used to frequent a lot. And I don't remember if I've ever talked about this before because, you know, hey, look, I didn't do a podcast for like 2 years. I may have mentioned some of this shit in the past. But there is a YouTube channel. It's called Wong Fu Productions. And Wong Fu Productions is a predominantly Asian American based filmmakers who do a bunch of different shit, right? But I remember in my heavier simp days, right, when I used to watch a lot, they had a lot of romantic shorts. Yeah, you're finding out something new. Yeah, you're finding out some of them Saha simp days. You know what I'm saying? You're finding out about some of them Saha simp days, right? And they did some, you know, some romantic shorts and shit. And them shits always had, like, some very strong-ass messages, right? And back then, of course, at the same time I'm watching Wong Fu production shit, I'm watching, like, a lot of, like, quote-unquote manosphere shit. So it's conflicting views. You know what I'm saying? It's that Pisces shit. That's why my astrology lovers, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all, man. Y'all like, y'all be sucking penis, man. And I appreciate that, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Between astrology, the crystal girls of the world, oh my God. Like, oh my, you guys are some fucking freaky smurfs. G-bus, but I've fucking distracted myself, man. I've distracted myself. But like I said, I used to watch a lot of Wong Fu productions, you know what I'm saying? A lot of Manosphere stuff. And as I'm watching the Wong Fu production shit, right? Like I said, I watched the romantic shorts of it. It's easy to, like, fall into the trap of romance. Because when you ain't getting no ass, man. When you ain't getting no ass, man, it's easy to believe in love when you ain't getting no ass. Okay? I want y'all to understand that. You know what I'm saying? In them simp days, man, oh my God, boy. Yeah, I was romantic as fuck. Because I wasn't getting no ass. But that's beside the point, right? They got a particular short. It's called Strangers Again, right? And the basis of the short is, like, it's this dude and this girl. They're in this relationship. And pardon me if I butcher this shit. Go watch it for yourself. You know what I'm saying? This dude and the girl, and they're in this relationship. And it plays from the perspective of, like, when you at that point in your relationship where you just got to make a decision, right? Where it comes where that fucking honeymoon phase, that, like, I like you because I like you shit, like, like, nah, what's the fucking reasons now? What's the reasons to like your ass now? You at that proverbial fork in the road within the relationship. And it's talking about how this, they went from not knowing each other, like, I think they met randomly jogging or some shit one day, to being heavy in this fucking relationship, and then essentially breaking up and becoming strangers again. Right? And that mixed with, for one of my classes, we're doing this foray into, like, it's like romantic comedy. So I'm watching a lot of romantic comedies as a 30-year-old, as opposed to when I was doing that shit when I was like 22, 23 and shit like that. And man, when I tell you, like, that shit made me reflect so much. Not only that, but nigga, whew, I went on quite a few dates in the last few years. I went on a couple dates. And the first thing I'll get into is, like, you know, my relationship status. My relationship status right now is I'm in a conflicted place. Like, I'm fucking single. Super single, right? But because of something that I'll discuss in a little bit later. This is the most woman attention I think I've ever gotten. And it's without me doing anything, right? This is the most woman attention I've ever gotten without doing anything. I'm only just trying to get on my shit, right? And I remember a few years back, right? How I think my main focus with women was date with intent. And I was like, hey, you know what? I should probably enter this. Like, make sure I'm not playing no games. Make sure I don't got no hidden agenda. Be honest, but don't be malicious. Be this, but don't be that. Do this, and don't be that, right? And all of that shit got me was nothing, okay? That shit got me nowhere. That shit got me either ghosted or left on red or, like, bullshitted or, like, sad. You know what I'm saying? And this is not an indictment on those women. You know why? Because, look, you know one thing I've learned, and if I can teach younger men this, because that's really what essentially this episode is going to be. It's going to be me talking about relationships from my perspective, because I don't want nobody to be like, nigga, no, nigga, you wrong. Nigga, women act like this. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be another podcast, nigga, talk about relationships, and then they clip it on the internet and they find a picture of me, and they be like, man, this fucking neo-soul Corey Holcomb looking motherfucker, man, this nigga ain't got no bitches. I don't want that, all right? I'm straight. I don't want that. What I'm just doing is talking about my perspective. Is that a fucking alarm? Is that a fucking alarm? Okay, and I'm back. And y'all probably didn't even notice that shit. Y'all probably didn't notice that shit. But as I was saying, man, I'm just talking to younger men and just giving my two cents on a thing I like to call, and which is why this episode is called this, Keeping Up with the Love Joneses, right? Because is it just me or relationships are like, or the talk of relationships or the pursuit of relationships is more at the forefront than ever? And that may be like one of the major booms of social media. But I feel like a lot of this shit got men and women acting very fucking weird with each other. It's so weird, in fact, that it's so weird. Just when you meet a motherfucker, is it not a little weird just meeting somebody of the opposite sex nowadays? Because motherfuckers is squinting at you, like looking at you with the squint, and they just like, hey, what's this motherfucker play, man? Why are you here? Why the fuck are you here? Which is my first lesson to young men, man. Like, hey, yo, look, if you're a younger nigga, and even if you're an older nigga, man, look, I want you to take heed of this too, right? You don't have to try to fuck every woman that you meet. I'm gonna say that first, right? You don't have to, like, in order for you to expand your perspective on women, you have to learn how to just talk to women. And as painful as I know that sounds in the pits of your soul, that's all right. Okay, all right. That was a little misogynistic. I had to get that joke off. Sometimes it's painful talking to you. Look, if you have women friends, you're going to have a couple painful conversations, G, where you're going to feel like a hamster on a wheel, G. You're going to be running in fucking circles, man, because they're going to hear that advice and they're going to be like, he didn't really mean everything he said. He basically was and they're going to do the complete fucking opposite. And then they're going to come right the fuck back to you and try to talk about it again. And that's what's going to suck about it. That's what's going to suck about it. I hate to say it that way, right? But you don't have to try to fuck every girl that you meet. Sometimes it really is good to have platonic women friends. Especially because, look, here's the thing. I'm never going to give you guys, like, I'm going to give you both sides, right? For the healthier, more mature side of it. Because here's the thing, right? I'm talking about, look, I'm dating at 30, all right? Who'd have thought? You know what I'm saying? Not me. But here's the thing, right? The healthier side of knowing these women is you get, not only do you get to expand your perspective, but when you are dating with intent, you know what I'm saying? Or dating with honesty. If you're not dating with intent, you can be dating with honesty. If you're dating with honesty or intent, you know what I'm saying? You can sleep well at night. You don't got to worry about your conscience. Oh, nigga. And believe you me, nigga. Some of this shit can sit on your conscience. What you do to a woman, some of that shit could sit on your conscience. Because here's the thing. Up until recently, I had not experienced meeting a beautiful, stupid woman. And recently I met a beautiful, stupid woman where it's like, it's easy to feel like you're taking advantage of somebody when they are lying to them. You can tell them the truth 18 different ways. And they lie to themselves. Like, man, what the fuck did he mean by that? I don't even know what that word. He don't know what that means. So what you're saying is, they're going to lie to themselves. They're going to lie to themselves. So that's the first thing I would teach you young niggas, right? I would also teach you niggas, there's going to be, if you're dating with intent, oh nigga, you're going to get jaded. You're going to get tired of that shit. You know why? Because I wish that I could tell you that in your attempts to dating, you're gonna knock that shit out the park the first time around. And I wish that for you. I wish that for any man. I wish that for any woman. I wish that the first date you go on, if you're dating with intent, be the last date that you get to go on. You know what I'm saying? I hope that that happens for you. But in this little space, this little sector of life called reality, it ain't gonna work that way. All right? So you might fuck around and get jaded. Cause that's how the fuck I was. Then story time. Y'all ever watch Heavy Spoilers? That's another thing that's beside the point. But 2 years ago, right, I'm going on these dates. And when I tell you, and from my perspective, look, I got the receipts. I've never been on a bad first date. Even when I remember going on a date with a nice woman with the fattest ass. Oh my God. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the fit too. And we're getting tacos and shit, right? We trying to find a lamb taco place. I had me a whole lot of itinerary planned, right? When I tell you nothing went right about that itinerary, you know what I'm saying? You know, the COVID restrictions got places closed that said they were open. And I'm sitting there in advance. I'm like, hey, we going to pull up here. You know what I'm saying? Get a little mental stimulation. Get a little physical stimulation. You know what I'm saying? Feed you. And then send you on your fucking way. You know what I'm saying? And nothing went right. Nothing. When I tell you not a goddamn single thing went right, nothing went right. But got to explore, got to take a few pictures, got to see the nice scenery. Niggas got caught in the middle of a protest. My dates get a little strange, nigga. Yeah, nigga. You ever got caught in the middle of a protest? Niggas ever block off your street? Nigga, you trying to... You by the lake, you trying to get somewhere important, and niggas is laying in the road, nigga, protesting police brutality and all. Yeah, nigga, middle of the date. That happened. But it added to the date. It was fire. It was fire. The improvisational skills, them tacos was fucking hitting, nigga. That's, nigga. Had me some fucking Levita Alize Jenkins tacos, nigga. That it was veal cobbler tacos, nigga. Lamb, all in that thing. They were hitting. But you going enough good first dates. And you trying to plan these second dates and you trying to get this communication right. And shit be falling through. The interest don't be hitting the same. The reciprocity don't be quite feeling like reciprocity. In my Lauryn Hill voice. Don't really quite feel the same. That shit causes you to be jaded. Like, look. Go back. Take a listen to Eternal Sunshine of a Thoughtless Mind, okay? Listen to that old episode of mine, right? That's what jaded Eric sounds like. It's dejected. It's lack of hope. But see, here I'm talking to y'all from 2 years post all of that shit. And how my perspective has changed. How I view relationships has changed. Relationships, in my opinion, is duty. Especially if we're talking long-term relationships. Long-term relationships... You have to have a sense of obligation and duty. And you really got to understand compromise. You really got to understand that shit. To really have a successful long-term... My parents have been married for 30 plus years. do you know the couple I've seen argue the most over pointless shit? My fucking parents. I've had the overview to look at them and be like, you know what? They wake up and choose each other. Cause, man, it be shit like. I had a little gotcha moment with my OG. And my pops, who had nothing to do with none of this shit, was like, yeah, see? He was waiting to get his get. He tried to get his get back through me. I've watched my mother do it. I've watched my father do it. I've watched my brother do it. You know what I'm saying? I have watched a myriad of relationships, and the one conclusion that I've come down to is that, yo, it's going to hit a point where you're just waking up and choosing shit. You're waking up and you're just like, this is what I've committed to. You know what I'm saying? You know them niggas who, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers who go to the gym and really got abs. Niggas been working out for 40 years. You got to have that type of discipline. Nigga, I don't want to go here. I don't want to. And then you got to switch up the smoothies. You got to treat that shit like working out, nigga. Eventually, you're going to plateau. Just like when niggas plateau and working out. And you're like, damn, man, I can't get no more gains. I can't get no more. And you got to switch shit up. Because that's what the fuck a lot of them relationships is. But you probably wondering like, hey, man, you saying a lot of shit, but you ain't saying nothing. How do we get there? How do we get from A to motherfucking B? Because some niggas be like, it's A to Z. Nah, niggas, A to B. It's just a lot of shit between A and B. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of shit. So I'll tell you this. I am a man who believes in monogamy. Stop the fucking presses. I mean, I know that sounds. I'm a man. I believe in monogamy. I believe that the fucking average man will be happy with one woman. I believe it. The average man will be happy with one woman. Because the way that some people talk about men, every man ain't getting vagina like that. I let y'all. What we doing here? Yo, what are we doing here? Look, I want y'all to know every man ain't getting vagina like that. I know some brothers out here starving. They are starving. They ain't got no. Some of these men ain't never gonna have it again. Okay, last time they touched the walls of some coochie, it had them. Okay, it birthed them into this world. That's about 30%. About 30% of men is. A lot of these niggas, because of the way social media is, because everything is like, you got access to women in fucking Zambodia. You know what I'm saying? Across the fucking country. But you never meet them. You're having these random conversations. You don't even know what real life interaction feel like. A lot of you niggas is awkward in person. It's as much social anxiety as it's ever been. It is genuinely scary for you niggas out there. Like, I'm happy that half of my life I was forced to be outside. You know what I'm saying? As fuck, like, technology wasn't technology in it. And I know that's not really the word, but just roll with me. Let that shit just breeze by. I know that, you know what I'm saying? Half of my life I was forced to be outside. You know what I'm saying? That toxic masculinity that motherfuckers seem to hate so much, that helped me talk to women. You know what I'm saying? And I wasn't no motherfucking Mike from the Wood, grab a booty and dip ass nigga. I wasn't on that type of time growing up. But talking to women, I remember. Story time. Story. Story time. I remember I was talking to this chick, and mid conversation, she's just like, "What's your name again?" I'm Eric. My last name, Walker. So her name is Ill. And as a shorty, like that shit crushed my soul, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That shit crushed my soul. Because you don't want to get disappointed with your dick point, okay? And I know that phrase, you think, where the fuck did that come from? That makes no sense. Look, here's the thing. I don't want to, it's discouraging when the person you get horny for don't like you, okay? Not saying it's an obligation. Not saying that they're obligated to like you, but that's just the life of men. It's going to be a lot of rejection. It's going to be a lot of getting knocked the fuck down. It's going to be a lot of you understanding you not everybody type. You do say over here, around these foes, around these fives, these foes, these fives, you do say. You get in certain circles, you ENJ, bro. You Paul and Manson, you know what I'm saying? You Evan Williams over here. You Martell over there. You VSOP over here. You're just two times distilled over here. You gotta know where you fit in it. And that was a unisex bar too, because like throughout my entire life, man, look, I'd be remiss to tell you this. It's a lot of unattractive women who have hit on me. A lot, right? Very much so, a lot. And because I'm securing these dates, and I know where I fit in at. I think I realistically know where I can get in at. See, me, here's the thing, right? High maintenance, super fire, cold ass women, you ain't gonna catch me with one of those on my arm. You're not gonna catch me with one of those on my arm. I think that's too much for your boy. I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Lori Harvey, that's super duper, like, if you bagging niggas in the league type shit, if they looking your way, I'm not prepared for that, right? So that's not a realm that I box in. You know what I'm saying? It's not a realm that I'd box in. So I know where to play my position, and that's where people be having shit fucked up at. Some of y'all do not know how to pick and play your motherfucking position. Here's the thing. Don't date mixy niggas if you want them to stay home. Because we're talking about relationships here, right? And some people, they date and pursue certain people, or they allow certain people in their lives, knowing, bro, that y'all don't morally align with each other. Y'all lifestyles contradict each other. Why would you get with the most mixy nigga in the world and then be, nigga, you too mixy? Get out of here. Gone. Come on now. Stop it. You met a nigga out. You met the nigga while y'all was out. And you want the nigga to stay in. Is it One Mike or is it Uchi Wally? You met one of the coldest women in the world, nigga. You met her. She like going out, nigga. She like doing certain. She like being seen a little bit. You get her. Now you, why you wearing your thick woman jeans? You know what I'm saying? Take your little ass off. Now you looking. See, a lot of the problems comes when y'all try to meet people where y'all want them to be and not where they at. And sometimes we ain't looking at this shit like that. We ain't looking at, could I marry this version of this motherfucker right here? It's always the future shit that motherfuckers want, but it's real talk. It's like, am I capable of being with this person right here long term? They're not asking them questions. You know what questions they asking out here? You know what questions they asking out here? They are legitimately asking, one, how much money you make? What you do for one month? How much money you make? You got to spend this to fuck with me. And it's like, hey, niggas is out here getting, a lot of them Gen Z niggas is getting super sassy. Oh my God. Them niggas is, nah, I want to be a bad bitch too. That's the field that we play. But it's all transactional. Niggas talk, niggas and women. The way the dating pool look right now is like, people talk about money so much and they're wondering why shit is transactional. Like, let's keep it a bean, right? There's one debate about how much is like 100K. Like, I don't think people really realize statistically the shit they think about, right? Let's break it down like a fraction, right? The average man makes about 40 grand. I know some niggas like, it didn't rise. Nah, nigga, it ain't rise. It didn't rise. You know what I'm saying? Somebody may have a more exact numbers, but I didn't research none of this shit. This is shit that I've read in my life. You know what I'm saying? I continue to read. I'm not citing my sources when I'm talking shit. Women make around 35. We're broke, baby. Y'all, you gonna enjoy. But here's the thing. It's the choice of lifestyle. It's you date who you fucking morally align with. That's going to be one of the main facts. You got to date who you morally fucking align with, because the way shit's set up nowadays, motherfuckers don't have to be working. That housewife shit is a privilege for a few motherfuckers. It is a privilege, because some of y'all going to have to, you don't have to get locked in. Punch card, you know what I'm saying? You gonna have to clock in. You gonna have to do a few different goddamn things. You know what I'm saying? You really gonna have to tap into it, because that is specifically why niggas is getting their motherfucking heart broke. And when I say niggas, like, most of the time, I'm really being unisex when I say it. Like, I don't know if I should say niggets, niggas and niggets. But back to the show at hand. And that really leads to some heartbreaking ass shit. Y'all ever experienced heartbreak? While I got you here, I'm gonna jump over the place. Cause I got like a couple different things on the ledger. Y'all ever experienced heartbreak? Ah, man. I remember my motherfucking you know, like I said, my simp days is, because I had a few different phases, right? Before I get back into the heartbreak shit. I had a couple different phases. And, oh, nigga. Heartbreak is some tough shit. Or at least what feels like heartbreak. I remember the first time being friend zone. Shout out to you, beloved. I can't really say the name, right? But years have taught me that, nigga, one of the very first things I learned is that, hey, bro, just because you feel it don't mean they got to feel it. And this was, oh, my God, this is years ago, nigga. Years ago, nigga. Because heartbreak is a crazy thing, right? I'm sitting there, right? I remember I had a dream. Story time. I had a dream, and in that dream, I had like a female friend of mine. She showed up at my crib crying on some Megan Good and Stump the Yard shit. You feel me? On some super Megan Good Stump the Yard shit, right? And I'm like, I text her, hey, well, this shit kind of weird. Like, this is the dream I had. And I'm saying, I think this is what said dream means. Shorty hit my ass with a cool. Thank you for telling me that. Cool. Yeah. And you know, I was like, yeah, you should fuck with your boy now. Yeah, you only fuck with your boy now. She was like, nah, bro. That's how you feel. It's not how I feel. I was like, well, what do you mean? I just told you how I feel. I'm a real nigga. You know what I'm saying? I got all these things and going for me. I think I got a little potential. She was like, yeah. Somebody else. Ah, nigga, that shit hurt. Now, of course, I can explain it easily now, but back then, nigga, I felt like, nigga, what's that one? Fuck you, I don't know you. I felt, it was me and La Cucaracha. I was Mr. Lonely, nigga. That shit kind of, disgusting work. Disgusting work. That shit hurt. And then shit, you fast forward. I was talking to this girl, you know what I'm saying? Name, ironically fitting. And we're talking actual heartbreak. You know what I'm saying? You ever just like, I know, bitch. Like, bitch, I know what love is. Like, you know, you ever felt like Forrest Gump at the bottom of them stairs, nigga? Talking to a bitch you should have no business talk. Bitch, I know what love is. Forrest is at the bottom of them stairs looking up at Jenny. Bitch, stop trying to play me. I'm 10 toes down right the fuck now, bitch. Stop playing with me. I'm gone on your goof at. Walked out to the porch. Then she came out there, you know what I'm saying? Rubbed that nigga's shoulders a little bit. Hey, man. Bring your special yet phenomenally gifted ass back in here, nigga. And they, you know what I'm saying? He hit some of that tainted meat. He hit some of that tainted meat and oh shit. All right, let me get serious, okay? He beat that down and you know what that showed me growing up, nigga? Like, it wasn't until that nigga said, hey, man, hey. Man, stop playing with, make a choice. Shorty, stop. If he'd have said that shit earlier in the movie and shit, nigga, he probably wouldn't have ran around the world. He probably wouldn't have. Look at what you could do when the vagina don't want you, right? Look what you can do, all right? So, to the young man out there, look what you can do when that vagina don't want you, man. Look, this is what we got to do. You got to learn to love yourself. Men and women included. But, you know, I want to talk to some young men out here right now. Man. You got to learn to love yourself. And the reason you learn to love yourself and get on your shit and get on your grind is because some of you niggas ain't got enough juice to not have tangible potential and assets. Like, if you on your shit and you want to date and you want to have the looks of these women, you got to have tangible things, right? Dating in my 20s was so up and down like a fucking garage door, nigga, because I had no tangible potential. Now I have it in my 30s because, like, the lifestyle, the bread I'm making, the fucking investments that I'm trying to get into, the, you know what I'm saying? The care, time, and dedication that I take with myself has increased. And although I'm not where I want to be specifically, the shit that I do, the shit that I'm aware of, the spaces that I like to get into, and the things that I like to show to the world has a certain allure, a certain interest to it. Back then, I didn't have that. You know what I'm saying? I was just the nigga working at Finish Line. The funny, chunky nigga working at Finish Line, batting way out of my league, bro. I was pulling women that, oh my God. Like I said, y'all should write me off on y'all fucking taxes. Oh my God. You were doing charity work, and I thank you. I think the yeeks was super duper soft. Don't regret it. Don't want to change it for the world. But you, young man, nowadays, now more than ever, niggas can instantly see things where you can, like, and I'm not saying show off all this other shit, show off that you working. Nah, what I'm saying is, nigga, if you, let's say you a painter, nigga, show that you paint. Get it, step outside the box. Really get rooted in it. Really, you know what I'm saying? Really dive into your passions. Dive into yourself, because the more you learn and love about yourself, other people see that shit. They really do see it. They genuinely and wholeheartedly do see it. But I, young man, young woman, you niggas, you niggettes, I remember it. I remember not having no tangible potential, nigga. You ever dated as a nigga with no tangible potential, nigga? Women aren't afraid to lose you. You are a pretty losable nigga. And the more women you lose being a losable nigga, you know what you feel like? A loser. You know what you feel like? A fool. But that's where the conflict happens, right? In my 20s, I can genuinely say that in my 20s, G, if you were a woman who came into my life, I did not see you as temporary. I did not talk to you to think that it would be a temporary moment. I really was trying to learn and do some shit so the shit could be long term. But I'd be trying to, like, you know, it's a frustrating thing to tell women. Like, yo, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. It ain't no blueprint on this shit. There's no diagram, no book, no paper, no chart, no pamphlet. It ain't shit you can read. And the shit just gonna work. I got a cough. Boy, I just got over the flu too, so. That shit was disgusting. But there's no outline for dating, for none of that shit. And now I'm at the point where this is where the confliction is. I'm at the point in my life where after the last few dates I went on, which were phenomenal, and we're talking simple shit. We're talking shit from just grabbing food and sliding up to fucking Wally World and going to going to get drinks at places I've never even fucking heard of. And eating exotic dishes and going to these taco spots and doing all this and when I tell you I don't know if my expectation was too high, too low, or too unrealistic. I simply don't know. I couldn't tell you where shit broke down in. I do know one thing about myself. I do know I get bored easily. I get bored easily. Like, cause you know, and I'll be the guy when I say this. If you're a woman who I've talked to or who I do plan to talk to, or if you're in the future and you hear this, I want you to know this. If I ever shoot my shot, and you'll know it, if I ever shoot my shot, or if I ever, like, try to plan these things and do it. I don't feel like I'm working to get you. I feel like, man, that's somebody. You know what I'm saying? Let me see how that look next to your boy. I don't sit there and be like, I don't have a pedestal complex. I don't have that. Like, and young niggas got to get out of there. Because, like, here's the thing. Stop putting people on a pedestal. Because I guarantee that pedestal will contradict the real them. We are some flawed motherfuckers. Super flawed. Because in this dating shit, it ain't. This shit ain't no rules to it. Nobody's relationship is the same. In fact, there's not been a relationship that is the same to ever exist ever. That doesn't exist. It's the most subjective thing. Relationships is one of the most subjective things in the world. Without fucking question. Without doubt, without question. It is. And people should really, they really don't be understanding when you pursue them shits, when you try to get into them motherfuckers, you're stepping into the unknown. So if you're stepping into the unknown and you don't got, one, you need a list of non-negotiables. Stop buzzing on your non-negotiables. Stop moving the goalposts. You know what I'm saying? Ladies, y'all got that shit nasty. Y'all got that shit nasty. That was the other thing that disturbed me back then, you know what I'm saying? Which was like, I used to, like, because I've never been against competing. Like, I don't, the women that I was trying to get, you know what I'm saying? I never assumed that I'm just the only nigga. Like, I never assume, because you're a fool if you do that. Even if there are no other niggas, assume competition can happen at any time, nigga, because nothing is secure. So you gotta assume that competition could happen at any time. And I remember just looking and seeing, like, damn, bitch, I got a wall, I got some sharks, I got a couple more hurdles, and this nigga just got a knock on the door. I'm here. And then that's all he gotta do. That shit discouraging too. That shit's super discouraging. And then now with the, you know what I'm saying, with the influx of social media on that shit, bro, you can tangibly see what you're not able to do. And that's discouraging for some young niggas. Because look, I know you niggas is broke. I know you niggas, I hate to say it, like, I know you niggas is broke, bro. Come on. You know what I'm saying? I remember I was your age, nigga. I used to invite bitches over for breakfast in the afternoon, nigga. Breakfast is more expensive now. So I know you're broke. Because that was the broke shit I used to do. But you're broke and breakfast is more expensive, nigga. So I know what you're trying to, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You can't even, you know what I'm saying? And to, hey, and fuck them women out here who be telling, hey, coffee dates are just happening and I need to get the... You're not going to the steakhouse. I know pretty bitches love steak, but you're not going to the steakhouse. I hate to say it like that. You're not going to the steakhouse. You better take this Jamba Juice Jamboree that we about to get into, and you're going to love it. And I'm going to be charming. I'm going to do all this shit you need. And you're going to be like, that's a real nigga. It's a real nigga. Then you're going to choose that mixy nigga. And then you're going to break your heart. And then you're going to be sad. And then you're going to be up. Hey, look, man. It's a cycle to all that shit, man. I just want you young niggas to not fall into that cycle. Don't fall into the cycle, okay? Don't fall into the cycle. Because what it is, look, I feel like the only way to make all of this shit right is if motherfuckers start fostering more meaningful relationships. Right, which is when you got to be honest. You got to be honest with these women. Now, me, recently, nigga, I have not really had to be as honest as I've needed to be, because I'm at a point in my life, nigga, where I simply, I mean, let me get serious with y'all for a moment, right? I know I've been laughing a lot during this pop. Let me get real serious with y'all, right? I am at a current stage in my life where after the last few times and dates and women that I've tried to pursue, talk to, do any of that shit with, it was at the point where I could look and see the value. You know what I'm saying? Because life is a series of fucking boogie lyrics. And I could see the value that I was placing on just relevancy in their life. You know that boogie lyric? You know what I'm saying? Like, I really wanted to be really prevalent with these people. Like, yo, I want to be a priority to you. You know what I'm saying? Or work towards being a priority to you. You know what I'm saying? And that shit just wasn't... It wasn't, man, this past year, I want y'all to understand this, man, I ain't never had so many women give me well wishes that didn't mean it, boy. Oh my God, nigga, that shit hurt, because it's like, you just gotta accept whatever reasoning behind whatever the reasoning is. But they're like, women ain't gonna give you a reason that they don't fuck with you, bro. When you out here dating, man, women are not going to sit here and be like, hey, man, you know, I ain't fuck with you because, nigga, you have a weird laugh. Every time you laugh, you be like, And I just can't, I can't be with that long term in life. They're not going to tell you that shit. They are not going to tell you that shit. Hate to break it to you, buddy. Most of the time, you're going to have to figure out on your own why she ain't fuck with you. And that hurt, bro. that hurt. But I want you to also understand that you can't be afraid to start over. And in fact, you're going to have some real, real conversations with yourself. Like right now, the realest conversation I had with myself about dating is that for 2023, if you're looking at me and you think, hey, yo, I should probably... try to date, like, I should probably convince him, like, hey, man, I think he a cool dude. I think he had a nice vibe. I'm trying to see if there's something there. Don't. Unless you got the most compelling thing in history to where I can't. I'm so focused on bettering myself and really doing the shit that I need to do that I am willing to lose as many good women come into my life. That's some tough shit to say. That's a hard conversation to have with yourself, nigga. Like, yeah, nigga, I'm that. I don't want to date towards exclusivity all of 2023. I got work. I got class. I got podding. I got other creative shit that I want to do. I don't got time to love you. I really don't. I really don't. And if this was last year and I had that realization, you know what? I'd have sat there and tried to convince myself that, hey, bro, you kind of tweaking. You gotta. And I'd have probably felt bad. I'd have been like, damn, bro, you closing off shit about yourself and you doing it. And it's not even that. It's just that I need to know what makes me happy outside of a woman loving me. Because like I said, I believe in monogamy. So eventually, yeah, I want to get married. I want to have kids. I want to have a little family. You know what I'm saying? I want to say, hey, nigga, give me the remote. And the remote right there. I want that. But I'd be remiss to say, like, the last few years have really put in perspective the shit that I should be aiming towards. You know, it's crazy. I'm a habitual gift keeper. Like, I don't really do flowers on dates, but I do other things. You know what I'm saying? I do other shit. I really wanted to get that off because I had heard it and I need to. So, but sometimes I have a little nice little thoughtful. Oh, this going to fuck her head up because I be listening. And man, sometimes I never get that off. I got all type of shit, boy. I got fucking Sparkle DVD. Shout out to, you know who you are, young lady. Shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? Fat old ass. You know what I'm saying? Super fat old ass. Living her best life. You know what I'm saying? We just couldn't. But I'm for sure keeping that DVD. That's, I'm for, yeah. I'm going to have to rub by the cheeks in the excuse me miss type of way, and then I can part ways with that. But outside of that, you know, outside of that, I got shit like bath bombs that I didn't use that I was supposed to give up. I didn't get the flyest shit that I'm gonna reuse. That I can't really say what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna reuse that, but it that shit so fire. That shit was so fire. But I couldn't get it off, so now I gotta reuse it. It's like the shit in Acrimony and shit. When you like, it ain't work out with Taraji P. Henson, but I'm still gonna buy the boat. I'm still gonna buy that boat. Like, what are you talking about? I didn't just want to get the boat with you, man. I wanted to get the boat for myself too. So, man, I think I've rambled long enough, man. Let me get y'all a Saha scripture and get out of here, man. Saha scripture for today is: convince yourself you'd be happier with companionship. Like, I know we say a lot, like, niggas ain't shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know y'all say that, niggas ain't shit. These bitches ain't loyal. I know niggas is out here saying that. And my nigga, unfortunately, just like everything else in your life, you're going to have to work towards this. Because the very first thing that I said about relationships are duty and obligation. Duty and obligation. If you want to build this environment that you can thrive in, because most, if not all, niggas want to be the patriarch of their own village, you need a matriarch there too, bro. The ideals of you, the things that you morally align with, your bloodline, niggas want to continue that. And the best way and the most fruitful way to continue that is by fostering a meaningful relationship. You will be happier with companionship. This is not a PSA that niggas shouldn't fuck with women and this shit. No, nigga, what I'm saying is get better at vetting women. Get better at vetting men. Make better decisions. And really lean into that motherfucking companionship, because it's going to be good. This has been a wise word from a stubborn man. And I'll talk to you in the next one.